This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Josh Bernstein. Josh, you have lots to say today. I want you to get started with your latest on not only the polls, but what your latest analysis of what's going on here. And you mentioned on the break just before we started that there's some funding issues, that in fact there's some indications of funding before COVID-19 happened in the real realm. It was being funded and pushed forward. We know that even in October, with Event 201 and other issues, that this virus was being not only predicted, but planned. Can you fill in the details, please?
Yeah, well, also, let's not forget Dr. Fauci said in 2017 that America is going to be facing a pandemic. And then, of course, you had Event 201. But on top of all that, understand this, that in Washington, nothing is ever what it seems. It is a cesspool of filth, corruption, and lies, and cover-ups, and, of course, the occasional murder. And along with that, a continuous stream of drug addicts, criminals, and money-hungry people all looking for ways to steal the American taxpayers' money.
Right.
Well, if you always follow the money, you will always follow the truth.
Right.
And all you really have to do is understand this one thing. In August of 2019, well over 8.5, 9 months, right, before the quote-unquote chandemic hit,
right,
Bobby Rush, who was the Democratic congressman who introduced H.R. 6666,
right,
he actually went to Rwanda, Africa, for a health summit, and he was supposed to talk about global health and how it would increase, you know, better health conditions in Africa. But instead, this trip was sponsored and paid for by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and they spent $100 billion lobbying for a contact tracing development for the government.
Right.
And 9 months later, Bobby Rush introduces H.R. 6666, well-funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So you've got to ask yourself, why on earth would he do H.R. 6666 9 months talking about it and funding it, and then this virus supposedly shows up in January, February of 2020,
right,
and now we have contact tracing laws, which, again, thankfully it's dead in the Senate, and President Trump said he's not going to sign it into law anyway, so it's kind of a waste of their time. But you got to put two and two together. This entire thing was planned. And there are so many instances of proof of that. And that's the scary part, that this has been, you know, the biggest, you know, mirage by the globalists over against the American people and the world. And I said many months ago, I was ridiculed for it. I was attacked by USA Today and many others. I said that I believe that somehow the Democrats were working with China to release this virus in order to crash the economy and stop the rallies.
Right.
And I still stand by that. And there's a spot now on my Wikipedia page at the bottom that says, it says coronavirus conspiracy. They actually made a separate section on my Wikipedia talking about what I said. But you know what? I'm being vindicated. That's the thing. I have the documents. I have the proof. I have the information. And yet they're never going to, you know, retract their stories and their lies and slander against me. I mean, Right Wing Watch would never do that either, even though I've already been proven to be accurate.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't matter, does it?
No, the truth doesn't matter to the left. It never has. It never will. Because if the minute they tell the truth, the minute they stop winning elections.
Right.
If they tell who they truly are, they'll never win elections. They have to lie, and they have to operate in the land of deceit in order to fool voters into making them think that they're either moderates or even quasi-conservative.
Well, I was watching a little video clip about the origins of the Gates Foundation, and you got to look at Bill Gates' father and the people behind him and the thing called Bain Corporation and so on. It's unbelievable what's really going on. People don't understand it. It's not a conspiracy theory. That's one of the things that was determined by the CIA years ago to disparage people who ask questions. Now, yeah. you're not a speculator. You have to have pretty solid data before you can say something like, you know, with something like this legislation being, you know, administered and researched and so on months before the crisis happens, it's not a theory. You're just reporting facts. So, you know, you're not conjecturing about anything. You're just saying, this has happened, this happened, this happened. It's almost like a bullet left the gun. So many seconds later, the bullet hit the guy's head. I mean, you're just talking about the fact that the person pointed the gun, the bullet left the gun, so many seconds later, the bullet hit the person that it was shot at. It's that simple.
Right. No. I'll tell you where the guy got the gun, where it was purchased, where it was manufactured, where it was originated, what the guy that shot it was wearing. Was he doing this? Was he doing that? Where he worked? I give you the full back story on every single one of these stories. Because as I always say, if I'm right 99 times when I look at that camera and I'm wrong one time, my audience is going to remember the one time I was wrong, not the 99 times I was right. So before I put pen to paper, before I get up in front of that camera, before I do a show, I make sure that I am not just sourced or double sourced, but I am either triple sourced or even sometimes quadruple sourced before I look at that camera and give you the facts. Because reputation and consistency is the name of the game, and that's why I've been so successful.
Well, there's three different parties involved with these riots and revolutions. We're not talking about trying to reform police and improve their training and equipment. We have the Chinese government is involved with trying to fund these riots. We have Antifa and people like George Soros and other Hollywood stars. And we have globalists overall, billionaires, that are actually there trying to fund the riots because they want to. You see, you know, we didn't talk solutions here. And there's a couple other facts, for example. Let's talk about George Floyd, okay? I had yesterday on the show John Moore, who's a former special forces from Vietnam, and he put up a video we actually played yesterday about, from the Czech Republic about the exact same procedure that the police used to pin this guy down at the base of his neck. Now, you cannot talk if you say, I can't breathe, if your airway's blocked, which means if George Floyd could say, I can't breathe, if someone grabs me by the neck and grabs my windpipe, I'm not going to be able to say I can't breathe. So, number one, the second thing is he had 11 nanograms of fentanyl in his body as well as another narcotic. And he's a big man. So we're dealing with somebody under the influence of drugs. So one of the things that happened, and my son yesterday, Matthew, was on the show in hour number two, and he got banned in every country except for Australia. His video hour was banned on YouTube and everyone. But now, of course, the three-hour video is still up there, which includes his talk. But he just literally pulled the pathology reports and so on. And so there's other factors. One of the biggest ones is the mayor of Minnesota and the mayor of Washington, D.C. pulled the funding to give cops Narcan because of what's happening. There was a plague of people dying of fentanyl, which is being manufactured in China and being brought across the Mexican border. It's very probable, if you're being honest about it, that Mr. Floyd, although he's being pinned down, didn't die of that. He had also coronary artery disease. He probably died of a fentanyl overdose because I'm a toxicologist and needed 11 nanograms in him. Now, I don't want anybody to die, and I came up with an idea, I think, I called a drone net. So in other words, the police come up with drone nets, or even in some cases they come up with social work, but they come up with a drone net or their non-lethal technology, let's say a knockdown or a vertigo weapon. Because tasers can be lethal if they hit you in the neck or the central chest and you've got an arrhythmia. That's why when this guy whipped out this thing in Atlanta and pointed at a cop his taser, he doesn't know how to use the thing, and he hits the top cop in the neck or the chest, he's going to die. So the problem I see is they can develop and give new equipment to the police, but if you try to cuff them so they can't stop violent criminals or under the influence of drugs, and this guy was probably drugged, he was alcoholic, he failed a sobriety test, you're dealing with somebody who's going to kill the cops. The cops, you can't put cops in a position where they go to work and they're not going to come home to their wife and kids. You can't. And if you remove the cops, you're going to have a situation in society where people like you and me are going to get armed to the teeth, and if we're rich enough, we'll have private guards. And there will be a lot more dead people, and you will see a polarization of the society, where if they presume someone is of a different, let's say, age, sex, color, whatever, that they're doing things that are wrong, more people are going to die rather than less. Now, we need better equipment and better training, but the idea that we're going to make cops liable and then remove them from their job or sue them for life or put them in prison is insane.
Here's the other thing that people aren't pointing out is that you know, every life is important, and that's why I always say all lives matter, right?
Right. All lives, including the cops, by the way, too.
These people that are being killed, these are not Harvard professors. These are not nuclear physicists. These are thugs. These are people with crimes and criminal records. Now, I'm not saying that they deserve to be killed, but let's face it. This last guy, Rashard Brooks, he was sentenced to 7 years for beating his children, right? He was out on parole due to the COVID-19, which goes to show you that letting these people out of jail for no other reason is just stupid. He drives drunk to a Wendy's, so now he's already intoxicated. Who falls asleep in line in a drive-thru? I mean, you want to talk about adding insult to injury and having people, you know, start to...
By the way, the people burning down the Wendy's were not blacks. They were white Antifa. There was a white blonde lady who burned it down.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Now, I interrupted your thought pattern there. Please continue, Josh. You had some answers and solutions. Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, you know, this guy, you know, taking the taser and all that. I mean, when you fire a weapon at a police officer, you know, you're going to get what's coming to you. But I wanted to talk about this whole Chaz thing. If you remember, I don't know if you saw the movie A Bronx Tale, but it's a great movie. I'm not a big fan of De Niro, obviously, anymore for his politics, but he's a good actor, let's face it. Anyway, there's this movie in which there's this bar, and it's all run by these, you know, well-dressed mobsters. And all of a sudden, these bikers come in to the bar, and they pull up on their bikes, and it's real loud and obnoxious, and they're dressed like bikers, whatever. And they go into the bar, and they start kind of causing some trouble. And the guy says, hey, you know, calm down. He goes, you're going to have to leave if you don't. He goes, no, we just want to have a beer and we'll be good. He's like, okay, no problem. Spoken like a true gentleman. So he gives them their drinks, and the guys are sitting at the bar, and they shake up their beers and they shoot it all over the bar and the bartender and everything else. Then the mob boss goes to the back door and he locks it. And then he comes back in and he goes, you know, that wasn't very nice. He goes, now you can't leave. And I bring up that analogy because what President Trump needs to do to Chaz is what he needs to do is he needs to cut off water, cut off electricity, cut off sewer, cut off everything, then send the military, not in just yet, but take some Constantine barbed wire fence and go around the perimeter, the seven blocks, and put barbed wire fencing around the entire thing.
Right.
Then tell them there'll be one spot where there's an opening where there'll be an escort for police in the military, and tell them with a loudspeaker, whoever wants to get out, you have 48 hours to vacate this premise. If not, whoever's left, we're sending the military in to get rid of the rest. And, yes, we will use force. Now what happens is you have an orderly fashion of people leaving through one area of the gate, being checked, hopefully arrested as they're walking out. And the ones that decide to stay in after 48 hours, if they're still in there, we send the military in, full weapons, and we tell them, first and foremost, we're going to give you one last warning. Come out with us now, or we're going to force you out. And if they don't go, then, yeah, some people are going to get shot and killed. But you know what? They're not worth being alive anyway because they're terrorists. And
right.
All President Trump has to do is enact the Insurrection Act of 1807, as well as couple that with the 1996 Anti-Terrorism Task Force Act, which allows them to treat these people as enemy combatants and terrorists. But, of course, before doing this, you also have to designate Black Lives Matter as a terrorist organization as well. This
right.
is the best way to do it. We can do it as peaceful as humanly possible. We can clear this rat's nest, hornet's nest out, and still save many people's lives. So that's what I would say. That's,
well, that's
exactly
brilliant.
That's what
brilliant.
I hope President Trump does.
Man, I'll tell you, that's brilliant. I'm hoping he's listening to this or gets this clip. what we have a situation now is we need to improve, not defund police, we need to improve training. We need to improve what's called non-lethal technology. In some types of calls, we need to send out social workers with the police and maybe other affiliate technical people like a drone force. For example, if cops go to a domestic dispute or a crime scene, there should be a drone force cop that's specifically trained to handle drones. And they could deliver all kinds of technology like I call a drone net or a non-lethal technology to knock people down. Like, you know, what I call a vertigo weapon, where you hit them with a specific frequency to vibrate the molecules
right.
in the middle ear. And
yeah.
the thing is that you could this thing could pursue somebody at a speed that they could not outrun it. And it would also keep the police at a safe distance. And then the police would not have to engage with, you know, going right to full force guns unless they're being shot physically back at, and then they have to shoot at the person. And I always shoot in the center of mass, okay? You know, in other
right.
words, you're not trying to shoot at somebody's head when you're going to miss them. You're trying to shoot at the center of mass in their body. Now, it's unfortunate, but people that are crazy, that are shooting at you as a cop or even a citizen, you're going to shoot at a place where you know you're going to stop them permanently, which means it's probably going to kill them or make them so sick they're going to need emergency cardiac or other surgery. That's unfortunate, but we can reduce that ratio of those cases by adding a drone force or non-lethal technology in a better... And some kinds of calls, we may even bring out a social worker. But remember, they have to be specially trained social worker police. They have to have body armor on, for example, or learn police procedures and so on. This requires more money, not less. So defunding the police
right.
is dangerous. Now, we also have to have a different attitude toward drugs. I've talked to police and to sheriffs, and they've told me that in every district in California and elsewhere, they know exactly who the drug distributors are. They know their GPS coordinates. Why don't they just go and pick them up? Why don't we just go have start for cleaning out our schools and testing every student, school, or university for drugs? And if they are, they can remand to a 30-day drug detox and follow-up program and have to supply a urine. I'm a toxicologist. When I would do it for industry back in the 90s, when I was the director of OCMED for Health Cells, every person in every industry we tested every week, and we actually had to watch them, either myself or one of my staff, while they peed, so we could make sure it wasn't somebody else's urine, and it was tox positive, they were sent off to a facility for toxicological treatment. And I would believe in a 30-day immediate treatment for psychological illness, drug addiction, or bad behavior. If they identify that they have a personal problem, and I would already do more advanced testing, like quantitative electroencephalogram, which is a non-invasive technique, blood tests. And these tests could be done in about 20 minutes, 30 minutes. They can identify why somebody screwed up. If there's a young man, they should have a thing called an Adopt-a-Dad program, where they get a dad involved there. It doesn't matter what his skin color, he's a good American. We need to have a system where we clean out our schools and universities of professors that are communists. We have a situation now where we're funding tons of professors that are basically, over the last 30 years, promoting riots and revolution. And we have all these kids, for example, I've got reports that apparently when they burned down this Wendy's in Atlanta, many of the people doing all the damage were not blacks, they're whites. Like a white woman put accelerant on it and burned down the Wendy's. We have video of it. Okay?
Insane,
so we have people that are basically radicalized, and then now, and some of these people are even, like in New York City, two of these people who threw Molotov cocktails and are now in jail are attorneys that had a law degree and a practice, and they threw Molotov cocktails. Now they're in prison. They're in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a situation here where it's not limited to, cold, say it's a black problem. No, it's not. It's a problem with crazy universities, crazy colleges, allowing toxic drugs in our high schools and our colleges. Every student should be tested regularly for drugs. And if they're positive, you're yanked for 30 days, you're going to treatment. And anybody with bad behavior, you know, when the social worker's there, you don't get 24, 72 hours and then get released to the public. Like, look at this COVID-19.
Right.
This guy that got killed in Atlanta. Why do they release a criminal back into the environment and then he behaves in a bad way? And the people are so afraid of him. And then after the cops had cuffed him, he decided to act like a maniac and grab the taser. No wonder he got precipitated to dead. He did not know how to behave normally. He was a mentally ill person. It's a drug addict, probably. He's an alcoholic because his alcohol level's high. We need to treat it like that. It's not, you don't send him to a criminal university to a prison. You send him to a psych facility for drug treatment and psychiatric care, which we've gotten rid of. But we need more money for the police, more training, and more weapons, and more technology. So with interactions with a crazy and drug-doped public that have now gone to university and learned to be communists, we can take care of. Otherwise, we're going to have chaos, right?
Yep, absolutely. No question about it.
There you go.
And
keep talking. We're going to keep going for a couple more minutes here just to hear your comments.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell thinks the ongoing fears of the coronavirus could hamper the economic recovery.
Our country continues to face a difficult and challenging time, as the pandemic is causing tremendous hardship here in the United States and around the world.
Paul, testifying in a virtual Senate hearing, also says there's significant uncertainty regarding that recovery. Following weeks of national protests since the death of George Floyd, President Trump is signing an executive order on policing that will establish better policing practices and policies.
Today is about pursuing common sense and fighting fighting for a cause like we seldom get the chance to fight for. We have to find common ground. But I strongly oppose the radical and dangerous efforts to defend, dismantle, and dissolve our police departments.
This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in after a Supreme Court ruling on Monday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The lead plaintiff rejoicing after the Supreme Court's historic LGBTQ decision yesterday when it ruled that federal law does prohibit workplace discrimination against gay, lesbian, and transgender persons. In other words, workers cannot be fired over their sexual orientation and gender identity. On NBC's Today Show today, Gerald Bostock said he was, quote, filled with joy and gratitude at the ruling, thanking the Supreme Court justices for, in his words, making the right decision.
80% of Americans say they're now concerned about a second wave of coronavirus. That's according to a new Axios Ipsos poll. 11% say they're not very concerned, and 6% say they are not concerned at all. The poll was conducted June 12th through 15th. This is USA Radio News.
They're back now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we're going to cover some nutraceuticals first and then some news right after. And then we have the third hour with John W. Spring. We're talking about more solutions and issues regarding our problems here, not only with COVID-19. Do not put your guard down. You need to wear an NIOSH mask if you're in an airline and goggles. You need to also wear one if you're in a high-risk area, like you're working with seniors or other people. If you're in public outside, a little cloth mask is fine. Be on your nutraceuticals. Nutridyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, NutriDefense. Things to protect your mitochondria, including NADH and cell detox glutathione, Power C Plus crystals, and cell defense Kirko Gold powder or the capsule. Very important. We're going to continue. Ferritin is going to raise your iron level if you're anemic. It's iron 3 from beef spleen. It'll raise it better than anything except a transfusion. Elagic acid repairs your DNA. We mentioned earlier with MalignaBlock, one capsule twice a day I take to protect against DNA damage. You take a high dose, 4 to 6 capsules, 3 times a day for cancer. Ear Care Mini Aaron. This is going to repair your middle ears. It's an amazing formula. It's good for your balance and hearing, etc. Extremely important formula. Very, very simple to use as well. Let's go to the next one here. Digestes. This restores your stomach acid and peps to take it to gastrozyme. Dibetylene. Take 2 capsules with each large meal. Take it with biotin plus 2 capsules and chromium organic, which is from John Hopkins, 1 capsule twice a day. DHEA cream. We mentioned earlier with pregnenolone to support your adrenals. The defense wipes are gone, but we have a new cream or clean that contains the same components available soon to kill off the virus without alcohol. It will destroy your skin. This is going to be a new topical antiviral product, antipathogenic product against bacteria, too. Curcumin cream, anti-inflammatory liposomal cream. You can use it as an alternate to the pain away for turning off inflammation around joints. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, which is our blood-brain barrier reserve form of CoQ10. You can puncture soft gel, reverse your gum disease as well. Nika, or cavitations. It's an amazing formula. It's extremely important reserve formula. CoQ10 Supreme, the spark that makes your mitochondria work, your heart, your blood vessels, your brain, etc. The CoQ10 ubiquinols for the brain. CoQ10 Supreme for your heart, blood vessels, and peripheral organs. Copper Agenamax, copper sabacate. If you're going to take a lot of zinc, you better take extra copper. Take at least one of these twice a day. If you're going to take a lot of extra zinc, like zinc in our gastro, heal, or our ultrasound, our vitamin mineral, minerals plus, it's called. Colon cleanse. This clears the colon plaque in your lower bowel. If you're constipated, this is going to clean you out. Colon cleanse, one capsule at night. If necessary, one twice a day. Collagen Max. This is choline stabilized source of silicic silicon to raise your ability to create collagen, elastic, and hyaluronic acid polymer. It repairs your skin, makes wrinkles go away, repairs the rebar in your bones, makes your ligaments and connective tissue stronger. If you've had surgery, you recover three times faster to get the tensile strength in your post-surgical wound area or scars. Cognition Plus, this raises your neurotransmitter conversion, protects your brain from oxidative stress. Take it with brain powder, raise your IQ and brain mag. Chromium Organic, we mentioned earlier, is from John Hopkins. This is important to reduce insulin resistance. Keeler Max, gets rid of heavy metals. Two capsules in a female twice a day, male three capsules twice a day. Do the trick. It's not done over a few weeks. It's done over many months. And you can check whole blood levels of the, after you've been challenging for Keeler Max for about a month, then you do a whole blood level. Don't do it right away. Take the Keeler Max first, then take a blood level and see in your whole blood what it is, not just your hair analysis, because a lot of times sequestered won't show up until you actually challenge the body. Take it along with Ultra Zeolite. Cell Detox Glutathione. This is an extremely important formula. This gets rid of hydroperoxy radical. You can actually grind a capsule and it'll turn off chronic obstructive lung disease or asthma. It'll actually get rid of the hydroperoxy radical that causes the ultimate damage in the mitochondria caused by COVID-19. So you can take this literally by inhalation, to grind it up and put it in normal saline for an Omron or Sunupulse Elite with a little blue tip. Cell Defense Plus. We have the capsules, which is 100% more absorbed with curcumin to protect your mitochondria and against cancer, inflammation, autoimmune disease. We have many people that take the Cell Defense Curcu Gold Powder and the Power C Plus crystals, and their blood pressure drops. They say, my God, I don't need my blood pressure pills. So I had a gentleman just a few days ago over the weekend call me from Jamaica. He was an EMT for 30 years. And we literally told him, stop your blood pressure meds after many decades because you don't need it. You're taking supplements or repairing the underlying cause of your hypertension. CDP choline. This is cytidine choline. Take it with uridine and ultrasound B1. It repairs your acetylcholine for memory, balance, hearing, and protects your technium in your midbrain against Parkinson's disease and your anterior forebrain bundles in your brain for your memory, etc. It's amazing. Carnosine D-Link. This is going to get rid of single oxygen radical, lower hemoglobin A1C, at least a capsule twice a day. It also has, of course, it's a zinc carnosine, so it's another zinc ionophore, very, very important. Of course, we have the next ones here are Cansee eye drops. Two drops each eye four times a day will reverse your cataracts. Take it with your Visimax. One capsule twice a day. Calm Mind. This is going to calm you down. It's a cherry-flavored drink. I put it in my drink. It's amazing. One scoop of it. It has myonocytin, xanthine, and GABA. Very, very, very calming. Better than booze. Better than marijuana. Better than even, CDB oil. Bug Bouncer. You put this on your skin, it'll bounce the bugs off. If you take orally or capsules of Allicin Med or Alamax, you'll also create thiol compounds in your sweat that'll bounce the bugs. Brain Power. This raises your N-methylaspartate receptor to raise your IQ. It was in that movie, The Limitless, a few years ago, this component. Brain Mag. This raises brain magnesium levels to protect your brain from oxidative stress and seizures. If you have ADD, ADHD, post-traumatic brain injury, you just want to protect yourself from brain aging, Brain Mag, I put a scoop in my drink every day. Bone Generator. This is three capsules at half an hour after the two largest meals, to six capsules if you've got osteoporosis, osteopenia. Usually the average person just needs it, let's say, once or twice a day after their big meal of the day because your maximum absorption of your minerals at that time. It has bone minerals, bone hormones, bone collagen. It's an amazing formula. Bladder Up, this stops bladder irritability. It's from a special pumpkin seed extract technology oil, and it'll turn off bladder irritability for kiddies. You just puncture a soft shell, put it in their mouth, it'll stop them bedwetting. For adults, it'll stop bladder irritability in men and women. I take two of them twice a day. It's fantastic for older guys with prostate issues. And I'm doing great with that, my prostate flow. For women with uterine pressure and prolapse, this is excellent. Biotin Plus, this is very important with your diabetics. There's all the other major components to lower insulin resistance. Take two capsules of this with your diabetes with each large meal. taken along with one chromium of the charged meal, too. BioLVR, activated B6, B12, and folate. You want to lower the uric acid, you need activated B6, along with the B12 folate. Arthritics, turns off arthritis. 2 capsules twice a day. Anti-Age Max will actually lengthen your telomeres and into your chromosomes. And part of our anti-aging protocol will actually combine it with Nutritrala and Supernox. Activates all the genes for anti-aging. So, Anti-Age Max, Supernox, and Nutritrala. Alamax, we have the capsules available. That's been around for a while. Allison Med, we just dropped the price $5, so it's $64.95. You know, the Alamed, which is 200 milligrams less, from Peter Jossing is over $120. This is only $64. And with our sale, you get another 7% in 2 weeks' time. Allure Block blocks allergies. No sedating effect with interaction with drugs. Ageless. We have an ageless life support glycemic pack. You save money there. We have the ageless vanilla and chocolate. And adrenal support gland. This is extremely important formulas for repairing your adrenal glands. Now, if you look at the other technology we have available, we have, of course, the Sonic Life Machine. We have, of course, if you go down, and I'm just going to go to the shop by product list here, because you go to the list, we have the Legacy Emergency Foods, Lumen Photon, we have the new 180 blue light pad for your skin for anti-aging, we have the Magi pads that block electropollution and block viral attachment, activating your genes for anti-aging. We have the Med Consult. By the way, that Med Consult gives you the link to the First Nations Board. $35 to sign up for you and $15 for your spouse for 1 year. Then you sign up and purchase 2 time units. Send me your x-rays, MRI, scans, reports, labs, and so on. It's a full medical consult. You need to actually sign up with the board first before you do any of this stuff. 98% of my consults are free. If you contact me by contact us or go to email at drbilldeaglemd@gmail.com or just go to the contact us, I provide you a free protocol with a paragraph. We have the peptides for your kidneys and your lungs and other tissues. The photon sound beam violet ray machine generates ozone in your body for regeneration. The QRS and Salvino mat. And, of course, we have the biophilia tracker if you want us to put a biophilia site. Stomach to see hyperbaric oxygen. This is a treatment for anti-aging and for hyperbaric oxygen for this COVID-19. And we have our hour-winning court course as well. And, of course, don't forget, we have this new health concerns thing. It's all free. Just log in.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allison Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional efficacious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
Cover a little bit of different things right now. I think I'm going to touch on some of the other things that are available. One of the things I want to do is I'm going to put up a picture here while we're talking. I'm going to provide some of my cultural solutions. I have a book here, which I think I'm going to present the next hour, called Unreported Truths About COVID-19 and Lockdowns. And I think I'll put it up on the screen here. But in the meantime, I'll put up a picture I think is very, very telling on our video. Don't back down, double down. The movement is getting stronger to take this country back, and it's important to understand that that's what's going on here. Oops, what happened to my picture there? Where is it gone? I still see it. For some reason or other, oops. It disappeared for a second. Here, there we go. We'll bump it up again. Okay. So it's important to understand that what we need is a real simple solution. Firstly, with police, I want to have a person with each police group going out to a violent crime scene with a, what I call a drone person or drone persons. They have drones that have non-lethal technology, including drone nets and knockdown technology that can make somebody a vertigo, etc. I want to have more training for them and equipment so that they can use things like TCP guns, which, by the way, I have them. If you go to pepperball.com, you can get a TCP gun in most states except California, Massachusetts, and New York. But if you contact me, I can find a way to get one to you otherwise. You can simply take a Striker, which is a paintball gun. If you go to my Brighteon channel for $10, I'll show you how to actually weaponize it to not turn it into a lethal weapon, but make it a very effective multi-shot automatic paintball gun that can actually do a simpler thing to a pepperball gun. It's like a machine gun, only it shoots little paintballs that contain oil you can exchange up, and I'll show you how to do that. It's only $10. You'll learn how to do it with my little video over there in Brighteon. I want to provide some more better training for these police. Also, we want to make them feel safe. We don't want them to be put in a position where they're in danger because they're dealing with drug addicts. As we mentioned last hour with Josh Bernstein during this hour, this gentleman was out actually because of COVID-19. He actually was in jail for 7 years for beating his children, 7-year sentence. And we know that the previous guy, this George Floyd, had 5 years in prison for armed robbery. He was actually involved also with money laundering. And he had fentanyl in his body, in a toxic dose of 11 nanograms, as well as another narcotic, amphetamines. So we know that we have people that are involved with drugs. Now, I believe that the treatment is we should actually interact and grab these people and make our streets drug-free, which means people that are mentally ill, doing violent behavior, abnormal behavior, or people who have positive drugs need to go to a mental institution. We need to expand our mental institutions to interface with the community so that we can transition them if they're being monitored properly with drug testing and so on, and maybe track our anklets and so on. and have a system set up to make sure that these people stay clean and we clean our streets. We also know the location of all the drug distribution networks, and they need to be cleaned up pretty quickly. You can't defund the police. You actually need to refund the police or refund them in ways that are going to be positive, which means give them better training support. Don't go and take away their immunity against getting prosecuted. But if you got a cop that's having problems with inappropriate behavior, pull them from the force until you retrain him and you see if his behavior is good. If it doesn't improve, he can't do that kind of copping. He can do, you know, cop on work behind a desk, but he can't interact with the public if he's not capable of it. It requires a special kind of person to deal with that. Plus, you need better people to go with him, like social workers and other people like drug addict specialists. But I would believe in what's called a drone force, which means when the cop goes out to a beat, they should have not only the other cop, but you have a drone force person with drones in the vehicle, and they can actually track and hit somebody with a drone, with, say, a drone net or a knockdown weapon, like we call a vertical weapon, which I know how to develop and design. And these would be very simple technologies that any police can deploy anywhere, in, not only here in America, but the world. You just have a drone with a net or a technology to knock someone down by causing extreme vertigo. And it wouldn't hit them with a drug or hit them with a taser. You have to be really accurate. You could do it in... The drone could be very accurate, and anybody, the cops would have a little marker on them and say, I'm not a cop. And it would just say, press a button, boom, and the drone just, literally autonomously, in a fraction of a second, would see something bad going on, and just, bam, hit them. And it would be non-toxic. It would just wrap them up. They're not going to do anything. It's like putting a Spider-Man wrap on somebody. So we need to actually take these people off the street and put them away where they need to get help in a 30-day facility. Map out their brain with a quantitative electroencephalogram, do the levels of neurotransmitter levels, find out why they're wrong, do a social analysis of why they've had bad behavior, and if there's no restraint or any training. If the people like this guy are doing a serious crime damaging his own kids and put in jail, and we release them because of COVID-19, this is not a rational thing. We also need to make sure the police have things like Narcan. My son posted this yesterday, that this gentleman may have died actually due to a dosage of toxic chemicals in the system, and it's very probable that was the cause. Because we went over this with John Moore yesterday, that the technique of putting a knee on the upper neck and upper back to hold someone down, if the person is still talking, you know their airway is open. So this is not rational to stop this. We don't want cops to either be sued or quit. We don't want to defund our police forces and find out we have violence in our streets. We can't, the citizenry within half the arm to the teeth. In fact, after these things and the riots, the number of gun sales has gone up 300%. That's not going to make things better. Most people don't know how to use guns, and they'll only have family members hurt, but they themselves have accidents with these guns because they don't know how to operate them properly. So I want people to kind of get with the program, and we will be kind of presenting some of this evidence here and how we knew this. I want to see what Trump's going to present, which is coming out as the executive order today. I'm sure it's going to improve funding, improve training, identify police that have interactive problems and get them off to training and pull them from direct interaction with the public. Make sure that the interaction with the public is safer. But you got to understand the public are more drug addicts, more violent, more unrestrained, and of course a lot of the people in these terrorist groups are Antifa, aren't blacks or Hispanics, they're whites. They've gone to universities that have been radicalized by Antifa, and Black Lives Matter, they need to be named as terrorist organizations. Their leaders need to go to jail. We need also to start jailing these professors that are pushing radicalization in the universities. The problem is you got to clean out the places where the education is occurring. The education is diseducation. It's radicalizing our youth universities to go there. A lot of the people in these groups are whites that wear masks and so on, especially during COVID, and they're not blacks or other people, and they're not doing it because of race. They're doing it because they want to have revolution, and it's no similar to the revolution that occurred with the communist revolution, the revolution in Nazi Germany, or previous revolutions. If you radicalize a group of younger people, they don't have the sense to know the difference that this is going to cause destruction to their society, and they get all hyped up, and anybody doesn't agree with them, they want to use violence against you because you disagree with them. We need to have solutions to these problems, not more craziness. And solutions involve dialogue, better policing, better equipment, better technology and training, and making sure that we identify people who have problems, repeated problems, and get them off direct interaction with the public early before they cause more trouble. This guy actually, if we had a drone force there, or if, for example, he had Narcan for our George Floyd, he may well have survived because he's dying of a toxic dosage of fentanyl. And it's very likely that there wasn't the knee that blocked his airway, it was a fentanyl. As my guess is, if the man is talking and saying, I can't breathe, he had to have an open airway, otherwise he wouldn't be able to create his vocal cords to create sound. So the fact he can't breathe is most likely caused by the fentanyl causing his extreme shortness of breath. Plus he had coronary artery disease, so it's not surprising with all the straining he's doing. He's got coronary artery disease, so he's actually in the process of having, you know, perhaps another coronary attack or whatever, heart attack. So, you know, there's multiple things going on here. We want the police not to have to resort to kind of extreme chokeholds and other things. But if you restrain them to the point where they can't do their job, you're going to see more and more violence and more dead people in the streets, especially when the public has to arm to protect their property or their business or their home. And more people will die, and the police will be afraid to actually go and do their job because they fear they'll be sued, they'll be attacked, and not be given the equipment to protect themselves, which is like sending over troops to level 1 body armor to the battlefield, and they need level 3, or they need vehicles to protect against IEDs that will blow their legs off. This makes common sense, people. We'll be back in just a moment with hour number 3 with John W. Spring. Your questions are welcome. We're going to talk about this issue, and we're going to find solutions along with President Trump, who needs to be reelected. The man has a decent heart, common sense, and for God help us, if the crazy Democrats get in power, it's the end of America. It will be the end of America. Back in a moment with John W. Spring. We need to get the word and the truth from Trump. I believe he and his advisors are going to work on something that's going to make sense, be decent, and allow everybody to feel safer, the public and the police. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned to the Nutri Medical Report. Back in just a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com.
For the defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.